This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Syria today joined Jordan in appealing for a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah guerrillas. The ongoing violence has divided the Arab world. While some Arab leaders have been unusually critical of Hezbollah for provoking the crisis, Lebanon's militant Islamist organization is gaining popularity on what's known as the Arab Street. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
Here in Damascus, where the government is a strong backer of Hezbollah, demonstrations are still carefully controlled. The Hezbollah leader, Hassan Nasrallah, is considered a nationalist hero, not just in Syria, but across the Arab world. Emotions are running high, passions that could spill out of this carefully choreographed rally. Within an hour, streets were cleared by security police. Nasrallah's confrontation with Israel has reinforced in the public's mind the impotence of Arab leaders, unable to solve the region's most pressing problems with no power to stop the destruction of Lebanon. Nasrallah's challenge to Israel is also a challenge to the region's rulers. Conservative Arab leaders are on the defensive. Criticizing Israel's forceful response in Lebanon, they have also publicly criticized Hezbollah. Saudi Arabia has been the most outspoken, charging that Hezbollah has engaged in adventurism in its incursion into Israel and the capture of two Israeli soldiers. Middle East analyst Roger Hardy.
When you hear terms like adventurism, in fact, reckless adventurism was the term used, albeit by an unnamed Saudi, for them, this is strong language, and I think it reflects the extent of their alarm at the current crisis in the Middle East.
For the Saudis and the Arab world's Sunni Muslim leaders, the current crisis is part of a larger concern. Sunni Muslims have been the traditional ruling class in the Middle East for generations. For the Saudi rulers, Hezbollah represents the growing power of Shiite Muslims, says Gary Sick, a professor of Middle East politics.
I believe this really grows out of a really burgeoning fear from the Saudis, but also from the Jordanians and the Egyptians, that there is a Shia threat really emerging in the Middle East.
Even before the crisis in Lebanon, Jordan's King Abdullah and Egypt's President Mubarak publicly expressed fears of the growing Shiite power in Iraq, with ties to predominantly Shiite Iran. The rising profile of Hezbollah adds one more element to their discomfort. At a time when the region's rulers see the growing appeal of political Islam, Hezbollah is a Shiite group that has successfully competed in Lebanese elections, winning seats in parliament and places in the country's cabinet. Hezbollah is an Islamist party with nationalist appeal, says Gary Sick.
This is a new player in the region. It is a Shia player. It's an Islamist. And it's basically making decisions that are affecting everybody else in the region, and they're having no role in it. They resent it, and they are really willing to stand at odds with their own people, if necessary, in order to try to quell this.
What Arab leaders see is Hezbollah's standing in the region rising. Anger at the force of Israel's response is growing, too. The crisis is spilling across the region as the exodus from Lebanon continues. The Syrian government organized a blood drive for the victims next door. Jordan's largest cell phone company is donating free time to call families under fire. Events in Lebanon and Gaza are the main topic for Arab bloggers, who publish the most graphic pictures of the dead and wounded. The issues of Sunni and Shiite have no part in that discussion. Analyst Roger Hardy says the Arab Street is speaking with genuine emotion.
They're rooting for Hamas, which happens to be a Sunni Muslim group, and they're also rooting for Hezbollah, which happens to be a Shiite group. Now, what they have in common, those two groups, is that they're fighting Israel at a time when the Arab rulers and the Arab governments are seen to be doing nothing, are seen to be impotent in the face of the Israeli challenge. That's how it's seen on the Arab Street.
With no ceasefire in sight and the prospect of at least another week of war, Arab leaders are braced for the 24-hour-a-day images of the destruction of an Arab nation. Jordan's king was the first to call for a ceasefire. Egypt's foreign minister made the same call in a news conference in Washington. Now Syria has joined the call, too. Arab leaders know a truce now could be interpreted as a significant victory for Hezbollah, but a continuation of the war will only widen the gulf between traditional rulers and the ruled. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.